Hey everyone, welcome to the Tribe Culture Life podcast, where our stories and our lives matter. I'm your host, Brittany Montgomery, and I invite you to listen in a few times a month as I chat about issues that we as members of the Black and POC communities face every day. I'll be sharing stories and perspectives that matter to you, from raising children to relationships, entrepreneurship, and traveling, and all aspects in between. If any of those topics interest you, you are definitely my tribe, and you are definitely in the right place. So I want to thank Lisa's Makerspace for sponsoring today's episode. Lisa's Makerspace specializes in unique, culturally minded, handcrafted gifts featuring images that look like us. One of my personal favorites is the 120-piece puzzle. The images are bright and vibrant, and they make for a relaxing, quiet activity once the kids are in bed. Plus, bonus, once they're complete, you have a beautiful piece of artwork to display. For more info, go to alldaybrittany.com/Lisa's Maker Space, all one word, and make sure to use the code ALLDAY at checkout for a free gift with your purchase. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Tribe Culture Life podcast. This afternoon, I am chatting with Naya Jones, the owner of Inside Then Out. They are these really beautifully designed journals with daily prompts surrounding themes like self-awareness, passion, and goals. Lots of really good stuff that we're going to get into here in just a few minutes. But first of all, Naya, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So one of the reasons I was super excited to have you on as our Black-owned business of the month for January, I feel like January is such a big deal for self-reflection and personal development. You know, everyone is trying to kind of do the whole new year, new me thing. So I feel like your journals are, you know, perfect for that. And I just was really excited to have you on. So thank you again for coming on to chat with me today.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect. I know you were inspired to create the journal by your own journey of self-discovery and journaling on your own. Tell us a little bit more about that. Have you always been into journaling?
Yeah, so my self-development journey really started after I graduated from college. So that was May of this year. So I'm very new to the self-development space, actually. I just graduated from college, but I was in that stage where I hadn't started full-time work yet. So I had a lot more time. And one of the things I wanted to focus on is consuming more positive content in my life. I think this year was a really hard one for me, but I think many other people as well. And one of the things that I realized with COVID and just having more time like to yourself and just reevaluating what your priorities are is I realized that I needed to intentionally like spend more time to invest in myself and my well-being. And I was really like at the stage where I was looking back on the past like few months and years of my life, and I felt like so much time was really not what I wanted out of my life. Mm-hmm. So I reached this period where I was like reading a lot and journaling a lot. And I've always believed in the value of journaling. It's something that I've always done in my life, but I found it really hard to stay consistent or even know what to write about. So my approach to journaling was really using it as a practice when I was like hitting rock bottom, when I was just like going through something really big emotionally and I knew I needed to write it out. But I think journaling can be so much more effective when you use it as a daily practice. So essentially what I decided to do was like create the journal that I would have wanted for myself. And I started first thinking through like different journal prompts and things I wanted to answer for myself in my life. And it made me realize that this could be helpful to many other people out there as well, which is where my brand Inside Then Out was really born from.
Got you. I love that. And I think that is so awesome. You know, this level of self-awareness and, you know, with everything, with the journaling and self-improvement and all that, I think there are a lot of older people, you know, that are struggling with that now. So that's so awesome that you've kind of gotten started with that earlier. I think that's just really cool. So for anyone kind of listening in on this who doesn't journal or practice self-improvement or reflection or anything like that, first of all, I think, like you said, this has been a rough year for everyone. And so I think You know, it's been rough, but there have been some silver linings. So there has been a lot of opportunity for us to all slow down and now kind of, you know, turn the mirror onto ourselves and kind of figure that out. So for anyone that's listening to this and kind of wants to get into that, that's kind of their goal for going into 2021. What is the main piece of advice, or what would you say are some kind of easy ways to ease into that if you're not used to it?
Yeah, of course. I think it can become so easy to just get consumed by the busyness of your day-to-day life. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so easy to not prioritize like self-care and self-awareness and reflection. And that's like how I spent a lot of my life. I think one of the key things here is just making it easy for yourself. So really starting small and like taking maybe 10 minutes each day and say like, I'm taking this time solely to do something for the betterment of yourself. And you can figure out what that is for you. So for me, it was very much journaling, but it can also look like meditation or listening to a podcast or reading a book that really motivates you, whatever works best for you and really fits into your schedule. So yeah, start small, commit to only like 10 minutes each day. And it's so important to start really small because you feel it like it's more manageable and you'll realize that even those like 10 minutes alone can make such a difference. And what oftentimes you realize is that you want more. So once you start like your self-development journey and you start really reevaluating your mindset and taking those steps towards the goals, it almost becomes like addictive. You're like, you read a good book, you're like, I want to learn more. I want to read more. I want to listen to more. I think rediscovering and redefining yourself can be such a beautiful thing. And once you start like opening that part of your mind, you just start to crave it. So yeah, starting small, I intentionally created the Better Everyday Journal to make it an easy practice for those type of people exactly that don't necessarily make self-development a part of their daily life, but want to, right? Just having a guided journey designed for your self-awareness and self-love, reflection, and growth was really one of my main goals in creating this journal.
I love that. I think that's one of the really awesome things about your journal. So, you know, we're all super busy and everybody has like these multiple commitments, and the thought of adding another thing to that list can sometimes be pretty daunting. But the way you break down with the daily prompts and like you said, just kind of easing into it with like, you know, 10 minutes or so a day, that is super achievable. You know, I think anybody, well, most of us, I won't say anybody, but most of us can find a free 10 minutes most days. So.
Right, exactly.
So how has your habit of journaling and all of this, how has that opened doors for you professionally or relationship-wise? Do you feel like it has improved certain areas of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually very funny to me because the start of my self-development journey was also the start of my business. So it's not like I was somebody who was like in the self-development space for years and years, and I defined myself as an expert and then decided to launch this business. It was very much, I was really focused on my internal work first. I became super passionate to the point where I really turned it into a business. And the amazing thing is I feel like the growth of my business is also very synonymous with the growth of myself. So there's things that I just like started working on immediately. And when I really took that time to do that and trying to love myself more and be less dependent on other people for my own emotional well-being, I started to realize things like how some of my childhood traumas were impacting me today and like start taking steps to correct them. So that's definitely improved just like my passion, my relationships with others, and also just the success of the business in itself. I think ultimately it's really opened my eyes to like where I want to be physically, emotionally, mentally, financially, all the leave. And it really just began with me taking steps to achieve those things.
I love that. It's so important. You know, I think it kind of gets looked over a little bit because everyone is so busy, but it is very important. You brought up such a good point about actually kind of taking stock of your goals and writing those things down through journaling and, you know, kind of writing down and almost manifesting what you want out of your life. I think it's hard to achieve stuff like that if you're not kind of tracking it. You got to track it and figure out, okay, this is what I want to do, but what are the steps that I'm taking to like make that happen?
Yeah, exactly.
So, actionable tips. for putting your self-improvement into practice every day. Do you personally have like a plan of action for the goals that you want to achieve? And do you break those down sometimes by like month or week or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is actually something I started doing more recently, is instead of focusing first on the goals that I want to achieve, I start with the identity that I want to create for myself. So what that looks like for me is figuring out, like, who do I want to be? Like, who do I want Nia Jones to be? And the reason I think this is so important is because when you create like a defined identity for yourself, the things that don't align with that identity won't maintain. And the things that do will multiply. So it starts with my identity and then it kind of goes into my goals. So like, what does like a person who is confident, who is financially independent, who is like happy in their own skin, what does that look like? And then I break that into goals and smaller actionable steps. So I kind of develop plans for myself, larger plans, but also the milestones that I would need to reach to get there. So usually I have like a year long goal. I have like a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, but also like a year plan. And then I do month by month and week by week. So it's like slowly gets smaller and smaller. I think it's really important to break it up into those smaller actionable steps. And I think I heard you mention like manifestation before. And I think this is like a new concept that has become really popular, but I actually had my own personal experience of this very, very recently. And it's like, really, I'm realizing how important it is to say out loud the things that you desire and be very, very specific with those desires.
Hey, y'all. So if you're listening to this episode, I know you're my tribe, and I'm 100% sure you're as passionate about supporting Black and POC-owned businesses as I am. Have you ever gone to purchase something or look for a service provider and had to jump on the Googler or wade through Facebook groups filled with spam and unrelated ads to find what you're looking for? Well, I created the Black-owned Spotlight Group to help alleviate some of that drama. Join our community where customers just like you shout out their favorite Black and POC-owned businesses with real reviews and positive experiences. Find what you're looking for through a quick search or shout out your own favorite Black or POC-owned business. Word of mouth is still huge for lots of small businesses. They need our help now more than ever, and a quick shout out is a great way to help ensure they'll be around for years to come. Ready to join us? Go to alldaybrittany.com/Black-owned Spotlight for more info. And now, back to the show.
To give you like a quick example, the week of Black Friday week, I was hoping for increased sales of journals that week because I wanted to place another order for more journals, right? To get here for like the new year. And in order to place that order, it's pretty expensive upfront to like to buy a large amount of journals. So I needed a very specific amount in addition to what I had already made from my business and saved and invested in it from my personal finances. And that amount was like $3,000. And keep in mind, I just got the journals in stock beginning of November. So I'm still very, very new. And I needed to make $3,000 in 1 week. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to happen. I haven't touched close to $3,000 in a week. But you know, it's Black Friday week. I'm going to make sure I'm like advertising as much as possible. I need to hit this milestone in order to place this order for the next set of journals. Literally that week, I made exactly $3,000. And it's crazy because it was literally the exact amount that I needed and desired. And I was able to place the order for my next shipment. So it just made me realize that, like, yes, we need to be specific and intentional with what we desire. And that doesn't mean we say like, oh, yes, like, I want this, let it come to me. But we're also like putting ourselves in a situation in which we're doing things to get that thing that we desire. But I think it can be so important. And I just had this experience. So I'm realizing it's very true and very important to incorporate into reaching your goals.
Well, first of all, congratulations on such an amazing Black Friday. That's really, really awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
I think, you know, I feel like manifestation, so much of it is really just like holding yourself accountable. You know what I mean? Because there's such a difference between just saying, oh, well, I hope I do really well on Black Friday, and saying, no, this is the number that I need because I need this because I need the next shipment. And so
exactly.
It was like a self-fulfilling prophecy almost. You knew that's what you needed. So you like made it happen. So that is awesome.
Yeah, it was really amazing. And I was so happy when it happened. So I was like, this works. So I'm going to keep doing this.
I love it. So the Better Everyday Journal, I think we touched on it just a little bit a few minutes ago when you spoke a little bit about how you designed the journal that you would have wanted. And so talk to us a little bit more about the inspiration behind getting started and that journey, you know, of, okay, I have this idea and then like putting it, making it a reality.
Yeah. So it really started with me doing a lot more research and work. So once I had the idea, I started thinking more about like the questions that I wanted to include and the content in the journal. So it is a 365-day Q&A journal. And there's like 10 main themes, and it includes top themes like self-awareness, understanding your past, love, relationships, passion, etc. And so I really wanted to break it up into themes because I wanted it to be like a journey. And with that journey, I wanted to make sure that the content was relevant and that it was coming from a place like of wisdom and actually questions that would be meaningful to individuals. So I actually did a lot of my own research and read a lot about like mental health and well-being and how to like practice that on a daily basis. I was reading a lot, listening to like a bunch of podcasts. So it was really a stage in which I was just like consuming so much positive content. And I wanted to translate all those things that I was learning into the journal that I created.
I love that. I think it's just such a cool concept. And I feel like journaling is, it can be a huge part of self-care. You know, I mean, of course, everyone, the pop culture version of self-care is like bubble baths and wine and all of that. But, you know, what you're doing is hugely important. So that's really cool. Thanks for sharing your journey with us.
Yeah, of course. I'm so happy to share my story.
So in the future, 2021, what is next for Inside Then Out?
Yeah, so this is really only the beginning for Inside Then Out. And I'm so happy that I've gotten such a positive response this far. I'm so excited to really see how this brand can grow. In the next year, ultimately, the goal is to create products that are really helpful to individuals and can help them along their self-development journey. But it's also really important to make self-development easy and accessible for a large range of people that may have not previously been in the self-development space. So ultimately, I have a lot of ideas on my own, but I also want to hear a lot from my consumers and figure out what they need and what they would like to see from the brand. Because even though I have an idea of other products and other journals that I want to create, I want to make sure it is in line with what people actually need right now. And I know 2020 has been a really rough year, which kind of is what inspired the journal in the first place. But I think, as you mentioned before, self-care can look like a lot of different things, but I think a very important aspect of self-care is just taking time to prioritize yourself and your development. So I'm so excited to see what the brand has in store in the next year. And you can find us at insidethenout.com or follow our Instagram page at insidethenout.
Perfect. So I will make sure we drop your links in the show notes. And I love what you said about kind of making self-improvement easy and accessible to everyone. I think it's one of those things that if you're not familiar with the concept, it can be a little intimidating and, oh, am I doing this right? And, you know, what am I doing? But I think it's important to remember, too. I mean, I feel like we've probably all been doing some form of self-improvement, like, I mean, since you were born, you know, you
exactly
you engage in certain activities or, you know, you speak to people a certain way or anything. And then, you know, you change that behavior based on the results that you get. And that is basically, that's a form of self-improvement right there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think we naturally grow. The person you are this year might be very different from the person you were yesterday or last year. And I think the important thing is really just like being intentional and where you want to be and how you want to grow and really align with that to get there. But it's so true that we are continuously growing on a daily basis. And that's why I titled the journal Better Every Day, because it's really a mindset of like, today I can be better than I was yesterday. Growth doesn't need to look like I had a life-shattering moment and it's changed everything and it's changed my entire perspective of the entire world. It doesn't always look like that. It's these small daily things and decisions that we make that really allow us to grow and become better every day.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and speaking of that, as far as like tools and things that are helpful for self-improvement, of course, you have the Better Everyday Journal. Are there any other tools or maybe podcasts that you like to listen to that kind of you feel like have helped you out in your journey thus far?
Yeah. So I love books. Some of my favorite books that I would definitely recommend to anybody who's interested in the self-development space is one, Atomic Habits by James Clear. I think that's like one of my favorite books of all time. And what that book is really about is those like small daily habits that you make every day and how that realigns with the identity that you want to create with yourself. So it talks about how habits accumulate over time to design who we become. A couple others that I really like are Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill and You Are a Badass. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to curse, but that's the name of the book. How to Stop Doubting Your Greatness and Live an Awesome Life by Jen Sincere. And I also listened to this one podcast. I really like it because it's like similar in the sense that it's a very short podcast. It's like 15 minute to 10 minute episodes. It's called Tiny Leaps by Greg Clunes. And each day he's talking about different self-development topics and similar mentality that it's really in those tiny leaps and decisions that you make every day that accumulate to lead to amazing results.
Thank you for sharing those. So we'll drop those resources in the show notes as well for anyone who's interested. And final question before I let you go. So New Year's resolutions, I feel like there are people that are very passionate on both sides about yes or no. What are your thoughts on, you know, making your resolutions and your plans for the year? And do you do those for yourself?
I've actually always done New Year's resolutions. I think I'm reaching a stage in which I'm shifting away from like paying so much attention to, I guess, New Year's. So I listened to this one podcast, and one of the things they were saying is like New Year's resolutions is a form of cultural procrastination. And it's so true because it's a way of a lot of us to say like, okay, I'm going to wait until like January 1st of 2021 or whatever year it might be to start working towards these goals. I strongly believe in like starting where you are. But at the same point, I don't think like I would never like make a New Year's resolution. I think it's a very good thing to do because at the same time, it allows you to step into like a new space in your life and make a decision about what you want that year to be for you. So I think I'll still make New Year's resolutions this year, but I also don't think you have to wait to New Year's to start making those like actionable steps that you want to achieve your goals.
That's awesome. And that's a really good thing. It does not have to just be New Year's. This is something that you can and should do throughout the entire year. So that's pretty cool. And I had actually never heard of the term, what was it? Cultural
procrastination.
That is so real. Like literally today. So we have a Vegas trip planned. Well, you know, God willing, we'll see what happens, but we have it tentatively planned for June of next year. And well, June 2021. And so I told my husband today, I was like, I got to cut out sugar. Like, I got to get my life together. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to start it in January. And he was like, I mean, babe, it's like the 13th. Like, you don't need to, what are you waiting on? And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah. And it becomes like, I think it's emphasis on the cultural thing because it's not just like you yourself are procrastinating. It's like we have all agreed as a society that we're waiting till New Year's to create these goals and start these practices for ourselves. So I think it's so funny. It was my first listening to that podcast is my first time ever hearing that, but I can't forget it. So hopefully to anyone who's listening, they'll keep that in mind when they think about New Year's.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you again, Naya. And then before I let you go too, if you want to drop your, we're going to put them in the show notes, like I said, but if you want to, I just like to end the show with it. If you want to drop them again real quick, your links.
Yes. So you can find us out at insidethenout.com and follow. We have an Instagram and a Twitter page. It's at Inside Then Out.
Awesome.
So yes, please check us out.
Yay. All right. Well, thank you so much. That's all I have. And for my listeners, we'll see y'all next time. Bye. Hey, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're new here, join our tribe and hit that subscribe button. And be sure to come and find me on Instagram at itsbrittany24 and tell me what you thought of this week's episode. I value your opinions and your feedback, so feel free to leave a comment or shoot me a DM and let me know your thoughts. Until next time.